Beginning the current daf, Masech des Baba Bas, the daf Ches, begin with the Masech, to begin with the words of the Gemara, Leishalat the Mirmalim. You should not have dominion to impose upon them. Which, the truth is, as Tosfos explaining, which the simple understanding of the Pasuk there, is Lefisha Asukim, it's actually going on those who are engaged, but Melech HaShemayim, and the work of heaven, the Bin Besamidish, in regard to building Besamidish. Wasn't really talking about the Chamba. Hochanam, we're comparing here. Also, in Latal Mas, one should not impose taxes on those who learn Torah, which are similar to those who were doing the work for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The next test, not to begin with the Gemara, but Halach is Arnuna. And one of the things you should not put on them is Halach, which is Arnuna. First, according to Rashi explains, it's Easter Behemoth, Vetur, Vechul, it's the tax of the taif, of the animals, and the grain, etc. She explains, Aruchas Doirin, it's actually the gifts that that they present L'Shultain to the governor of food, or every Makmalmakim that goes from place to place, and they like call ear Arucha, that every single town gives him this platter. Oh, Perushai Miloshan, and where does he get this from? From the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis. That they give him this they present this gift to him. That's what Arnuna is. Next test month begin the Gemara Kali Pasa. Pesha Ben Chanal explains Lahasr Gavshushas Merchev Eir. Explains not like Rashi, just to remove a clump of earth from the street of the town square. That's everyone's responsibility. Next test month begin the Gemara Ifruhumis. Pesha Ben Chanal says, where's this name from? Vashmoyis Haloshan. Understanding it, Ifra is chen, grace, meisa makam from Hashem. Which Ifra, because the word Ifra is kamaya piryain, nam to Reb Shimon. Shemar ba mitzidav kovit testament aleph, that let's give grace to Reb Shimon. And the Hormiz is the shem shchin, is the name of the divine presence. Kehid said pekech the divine, like we find in the testament aleph, mepaga didach, ule'el, from the top half of you is the Hormiz, which bezayin or design. Mepablo tachas, and from the bottom half of you is the Hormin, which is Benun, with a Nun, Kimah Hormin Bali Losa, the Gemara brings later on the Fine Gemara, but the name of a Shindalit of a demon. So, if for Hormin is the grace of the, of like that, of worthy of the Shechina, grace from Hashem. Next is Tais Maschel, which belongs earlier, Kekelev Ka'irv, will feed me like a dog and a raven. Like the way Rashi explains, and that's what's in the pasuk Nisan lebehema la'achma, he gives to the animal its bread. Living the area of a gamer, which behema is begematria kelev. The numerical value of animal is that of the same as a dog, because that's what's saying. That's the ones who have very little food. The way Rashi says, and therefore Hashem takes care of them. Nisus matz begins with the mother Yosef Reis become einbon. Reis was sitting and was looking into this. What's the mitzvah rabba that if for Homer's had sent the money for that issue. Then it says, wait a minute, to say, look, he says, wait a second, you're going to save a chid. Leslie, doesn't he hold up the pasuk in Yeshaya, Chav Zayin, the Yabish Ketzirah, the Shaban, the Begum, which could have been pricked like the ones that live up Yerim and Beis, that you're not allowed to go ahead and take tzedakah from the Goyim? So, Beishim, the Tesir, you could say, is the Kibble, the reason why he received it, Mishim Shol Malchus, because of peace with the government. David Rabbi Lakaman, like Rabbi actually does later on that same daf. And just like Rabbi went and disseminated amongst the poor non-Jews, he also, yeah, we're not going to use it for the Jews, but he went and redeemed non-Jew captive. Now, however, since it's Mulitz, you really don't have to come on to say that. Rather, Rashi says, that the gears of the Bach is that the Rav Yisuf Kiblim Hacha, or the gears of Tais, the Rabbi, the Kibla, why did he take him? Shemeshal Malchus, because of, you know, to keep peace with the government. Now, Kimish Amalei Litin Mitzvah Rabba, since she told him it should be used for a great mitzvah, so, no, here, unlike Rabba, he wasn't able to use it for the non Jewish paupers, because the Asalik Nevdasa Breeze, you can't be deceptive. Even for even for the intention of a non-Jew, the Gemara says, she said, for mitzvah rabba, that's not a mitzvah rabba to do it for non-Jews. But regarding the Gemara later on, the Yud, regarding money that they wanted to be divided amongst the poor. Inka ganivas das. That's not stealing the person's intention. Because they also know she's throwing regin lafarnasam, that the Jewish people support non-Jewish pulpits, the soup kitchens, and all different things. We support and provide for the poor non-Jews in Mani Yisrael with the poor Jews, because they're keeping ways of peace. But then Tosafot has to address a different question. Just that we have a story that they received from an Arab merchant, another struggle by condition that he donated the lamps for the shul, but very common erich and above of a base. I have a dasam loy shal malchus, even though there was no shal malchus with it. What do you do with the gemara later on the piyud that says he's not supposed to accept tzedakah from non-Jews? So it's just some time, and the other reason b'shem da become a carbon, a giving to the shul is like a carbon. Or mina, and the gemara says no tzedakah. So I'm an al ish extra word ish. So I was nachem to include non-Jews shenayid mendarim mendavis kizol, that they're able to take mendarim and mendavis like Israel as a carbon, and that's the same thing over here. To donate to a shul is like a carbon, but that's why they received it from him, even though there wasn't Shalom Malchus over there.